You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 14 and a half minutes of your day to join me as we together are studying the Word of God verse by verse. And I welcome you here today. God bless. Again, thanks for taking the time to be with us here. First, let me say I want to thank everyone out there for your prayers. Many of you know, many of you don't know, that my wife has passed away last week, last Saturday, on the 5th of December. And I consider all of you out there family, those who are tuned in on the radio, and even you who listen in on the podcast, too. We've been family together here for quite some time. Especially my friends here in the radio. I've been here 12 years now, and I consider you family, and it would be remiss of me not to let everyone, all of you, know of my wife's passing and at 58 years old. Please keep me in your prayers. I greatly appreciate it. We're going to hear something now for, well, at least for today and tomorrow, something that had slipped through the cracks here on the radio. I've entitled it Times and Seasons, which means it must be out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the first couple verses. It's only 25 minutes, so we'll hear it here today and tomorrow. It says, "But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." That's what we're looking at here today and tomorrow. Enjoy this program. We're moving through here through 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Probably Wednesday we'll start 2nd Thessalonians chapter 1. So enjoy the message here for today, Times and Seasons.
Times and Seasons, I've called this. Now, I thought we were going to wrap up this first letter here to the Thessalonians, but matter of fact, I say the word but. This starts with the word but. We're in chapter 5. But, chapter 5, verse 1, 1 Thessalonians, starts with the word but. So what's the context of what we're looking at here today? Well, the context is the translation of the saints, the rapture of the church, and the return of Jesus Christ. So naturally, what better word to begin this sermon than with the word but? When it comes to the return of Christ, you're always going to find this but here. Acts 1:6, it says, "When they therefore had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons, which the Father has put in His own power." Remember that. Times or seasons. Now, chapter 5, verse 1. Now, but concerning times and seasons. Uh-oh. You know He's going to blast them now, right? I mean, the Holy Spirit wrote this book. It's got to be the same continuity throughout the whole book. "But concerning times and seasons, brethren, you've got no need that I should write to you." In other words, don't even ask me a question like this. Listen to this before we move forward. Mark 13:32, but of that day and of that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. So Jesus says he does not know, at least as a flesh and blood, 98.6 degree man on earth, he did not know. No one knows. So how does Harold Camping, the now deceased owner of Family Christian Radio, how does he do it? How does he get millions of Christians to believe him when he offers up a day for the Lord's return? Not just once. Harold Camping, he predicted that Jesus would come back May 21st, 2011. Back a couple years ago, he bought all these billboards all over the United States. The Lord is coming back May 11th, 2011. Are you ready? May the 12th, he changed the billboards to October 21st, 2011. The Lord's coming back. Are you ready? October 21st. And that was his third prediction. His first prediction was, the Lord's coming back in September 1994. Are you ready? Just this morning, I read this comment from Adrian Rogers. Anyone who sets a day for the second coming of Jesus Christ may be crossing the line of blasphemy. Unquote. His opinion. I agree with it. Now, 27 years ago, there was a huge bestseller out there. It's called 88 Reasons Why the Lord is Returning in 1988. You laugh. You own the book, don't you? He does. I was joking. You own the book. I expect to see that book next Saturday out here on the 50-cent table. Not to be outdone by that, but his sequel. 89 Reasons Why the Lord Jesus Christ is Coming Back in 1989. Fool. And with Harold Camping, his wife wiped, he had a stroke and died not long afterwards, after he repented of the blasphemy that he committed. But anyway, if you bought the sequel, 89 Reasons, truly you are ignorant. How's that old saying go? A fool and his money are soon what? Parted. They're not the only ones who've done it. Jack Van Impe did it. How about John Hagee and his Four Blood Moons, anybody? September, the end of the world's coming. September, the rapture's going to come. September 2015, are you ready? He sold 40 million books. Four Blood Moons. Blood Moon. Blood Moon. Search on Google, you'll be amazed how many people are setting times and seasons for the return of Christ. Here's a few paragraphs from someone named Pastor Doug Batchelor, who I like. William Miller, a well-intentioned and godly man, said the Lord is coming back October 22nd, 1844. He took Bible prophecies that talked about the sanctuary and misapplied them toward the second coming. Hal Lindsey. Anyone watch Hal Lindsey at 8:30 on Saturday night? He wrote, in the late great planet Earth, the Lord Jesus would come back in 1988. Thousands got excited. And now he's still on TV teaching prophecy. Edgar Weisenhunt wrote the book that this brother back here has. Sold 4.5 million copies. Of 88 Reasons Why Jesus Christ is Coming Back in 1988. Trinity Broadcasting Network stopped their broadcasting and programming on that day. Gave their little sirens. Bah, bah. Everyone get ready. Everyone get ready. The rapture's coming today. And then the next day, resume. We will now return to regular scheduled broadcast. Whoops. Just another act of blasphemy. No big deal, right? blasphemy. What's the big deal? Not a sin on my bucket list. A fool and his money are soon parted. And Paul says here in our text today, I've got no reason to even write to you. Concerning times and seasons, brethren, you've got no need that I should write to you. Now in verse 2, he gives the reason why. For you yourselves know perfectly, akribos, Greek word, scribe, accurately. You yourselves know accurately, you know perfectly, that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. So Jesus is returning like a thief in the night, and thieves steal what? Trash? Help me out. Valuables. Valuables. Verse 3, Paul speaks prophetically. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child. And they shall not escape. Remember the context here, vitally important. What did we look at last Sunday? The rapture of the church. The Lord shouts, the dead in Christ rise. Those are alive will be changed. And all this in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, just that fast. For when people say peace and safety, notice the word then, a little adverb of time there. When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them. So when people think that they're living in times of peace, and when they're living in safety, this deception will lull people into a false sense of security. Like having an impenetrable burglar alarm at your house. And like having a 7-year peace treaty signed. And entering into a season that you erroneously think is a season of peace. Paul prophetically says here that once that happens, wham, and just that fast, things will change. Now, here comes the second but, verse 4. But you, brother, okay, why the other but? Let's go back again to verse 3. When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail in a woman with child. They shall not escape, but. In other words, you will escape. That's why the but's here. Again, Jesus says the same thing. Luke 21:36. Pray you be counted worthy to escape all of these things and stand before the Son of God. That's why the but's here in verse 4. But
thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.